And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano.
And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup.
Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa on the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, here right next to a very busy Fisherman's Landing, San Diego Landings here in Point Loma. And we have a great guest, Captain Gavin Harper from the Pacific Queen and Captain's Concepts here, talking fishing on the Pacific Queen, talking his new website with Matt, Captain's Concepts, and good show.
Yeah, great info, yeah, great really. Times, and if you want to join us on this fun show, we want to hear from you. Been a very busy morning on the phones. We're going to take a lot more here in the second hour. 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Captain Gavin, but also a shot at going fishing with his partner in Captain Concepts, Captain Matt Brawlow. We're giving away a full-day trip on board the San Diego to one lucky caller at the end of the show today.
How about that? Go fishing with Matt.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. And you can watch Captain's Concepts, get the right tips to go with Captain Matt, and then get on the San Diego and just school everybody, right? That's the whole idea, right, Gavin?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, I was going to say the same thing I said before. I think it's such a good call. You invest so much money and time into getting to go on your big trip. Why would you not, you know, pay to get on the website and just be dialed in? I mean, that's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to know what happened that week and how to prepare for it that week and what line size guys were getting bit with and whether it was a Colt Sniper or a flat fall or whatever. I just think it's so cool. This is going to be a great thing for you guys. And it's a great thing for us.
I'm
pumped on it.
Are you kidding? And it's catered to sport boat fishermen.
Yeah, it's catered to the sport boat fishermen. It could be used for anybody, you know, any skiffs or anything.
Sure.
What we're really catering towards is the guy that's going to go on the Pacific Queen for a 3-day trip, or he's going to go on the San Diego for a full day. So get you prepared to, you know, get used to and get good at fishing around a bunch of other people, because that's what, you know, that's what you're going to be doing, really, if you're fishing on my boat, if you're fishing on Matt's boat.
Using the right techniques.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Bill's on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Pete. Do you read me? Am I coming in?
Yeah, there you go.
Captain Bill Cavanaugh, good morning. Great to hear you. You're on the boat.
Yeah, we're on the boat. I just wanted to call in with a little check from our trip. We've had good fishing down here. We're on a 10-day trip right now on the Intrepid. We've spent the last few days on the ridge, and it's kind of textbook kind of what you'd want to see down here in the fall. We had very good fishing overall. We're getting shots at overall good grade yellowfin tuna in the morning, early morning before the sun comes up. A good percentage of the fish that we're seeing is 25 to 35 pounds, which is awesome for down here, especially this time of year. The rest of this fish is like 12 to 18. It's been good fishing for 3 mornings in a row, pre-dawn hours. We've had a few little windows of opportunity on yellowtail. We had a yellowtail bite yesterday afternoon that I was really stoked on. We had a little over 100 yellowtail for an anchor job, 12 to 20-pound yellowtail biting the yo-yo jig and the dropper loop. And daytime hours, we've been scratching wahoo and catching some Dorado. It's been really good fishing overall down here. I just wanted to call in with that report.
Rad. Oh, that's fun
really
fishing,
good.
Dude.
Yeah, lots of action, right, Bill?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's good variety. We've had... We're seeing some bigger wahoo move in. We got a few wahoo that are 60, 65 pounds. So we're hoping it's like, you know, a trend, things to come for us. Hopefully there's new fish moving in here and we start seeing some bigger ones and some better volume.
Wow, sounds awesome. Good. 65-pound wahoo, take that all day long, man. That sounds awesome. When do you come home, Bill, on the Intrepid?
We get in on Friday. We get in from this trip on Friday, then we leave on a 5-day trip, and we're going to go mix it up with Gavin and fish bluefin for 5 straight days.
Sweet.
Yeah, we'll be there.
All right. Well, hey, we'll sure appreciate that. The live report via sat phone way down on the ridge there aboard the Intrepid. Captain Bill Cavanaugh, appreciate the report, Bill. Thanks for checking in this morning.
That's cool.
All right, guys. All right, thanks. Take care. Have a good day.
Thanks, buddy.
Very good. Of course, we have that delay on the sat phone there, just a little there.
Yeah,
but,
all good.
It's all good. Hey, great text came through from Rich in Long Beach. I want to say, Gavin, what are the dimensions of the Pacific Queen, and what's your passenger load on a three-day trip?
So Pacific Queen's 82 feet long, one of the bigger boats for kind of our class, yeah. I would say. It's a little narrow. That the stern is 22 feet wide. It's a little wider up kind of midship. Open party three-day trip, we take 24 people, which is a relatively light load. You know, our day and a half on our overnight trips, we're taking 34, 35 people. So we slim the load down to about 24 people on our open party trip.
24 on a three?
That's yeah, nice. 24 people
Sweet.
On an open party trip, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very comfortable.
Three-day yeah. trip, is it open galley? Is it meal plans? How do you do food? What's that kind of stuff like?
Our open party... The three-day trips, meals are included, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the cook does some snacks in between. You know, he'll have, like, some fresh fruit in the morning, hot
nice.
Snack in
like
the afternoon.
Long-range style.
Yeah. As best as we can. You know, our galley isn't as big or as nice as long-range boats, but, you know, we have Dave and Steve. They've been on the boat for a while. They do good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Sounds good. Another text here. Went on an overnight on Pacific Queen, caught my bluefin. Love the Queen.
I'm sure there's a
lot of texts like that that are coming through.
Awesome.
But,
yeah.
Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's been dying to talk. Let's jump roll right back into them. This time, Dan. Dan from El Cajon is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Dan? Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Great show. What brand of knife did the deckhand use?
Well.
What knife do you guys
use? Now, do you fillet on the boat? Or?
Yeah, we're kind of, I would say we're kind of in that transition mode of not filleting fish on the boat as much. On anything longer than a two-day trip, we don't fillet fish anymore on the Pacific Queen. You know, I know different boats are doing different things. So anything longer than a two-day trip, we don't offer fillet service on the boat. And we don't fillet fish over, like, 80 pounds on the boat anymore. Okay. You know, there's fish and game laws that we have to abide by, obviously. You know that. We're supposed to, you know, keep now, like, the belly and the collar and all the meat all in one bag. And it just really, it's pretty much impossible for us to put out a good product to our passengers with a bashing gold when they're that big. Smaller than 80 pounds, but once they get above 80 pounds, it makes it really tough for us to give our people a really good product. So we send them up there to the processors, five-star fishermen, all those guys to take care of it from there. But when we do fillet fish, the guys use Forstners, mostly 6-inch. We have like some 5-inch gill and gut knives. Every single tuna, as long as we have time, pretty much every single tuna that you catch on the Pacific Queen is going to get gill and gutted instantly. Whether it's 10 pounds or 250 pounds, everything in between, we gill and gut every single thing we can. You know, unless which rarely happens because we have, you know, I would say a very good crew where we're too busy. You know, smaller fish occasionally we won't gill and gut them, but pretty much every single fish gets gill and gutted that we catch on the Pacific Queen.
That's all. And it goes right into RSW.
Yeah, and it goes right into the RSW right away.
So when you are filleting, though, you said you like a 6-inch knife. That was a surprise to me. You know, you see so much bigger knives out there in the display cases. I was surprised that you guys like a 6-inch.
Yeah, different. You know, I would say like my right hand guy on the boat, John, I think he uses an 8-inch knife for everything, but I think the rest of the crew uses a 6-inch. So it's just a personal preference.
Sure.
You know, whatever the guys can cut better with and cut cleaner with, I think, you know, but not, I would say no one goes larger than an 8-inch knife. You know, for any size fish, 6 or 8-inch knife is fine.
Pretty traditional curved blade.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a Forstner. I think they're called boning knives, I think is what they're called, is what our guys use.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I'm curious about Captain's Concepts. Give us an example of what, like a video that you posted last week. Give us an example of what you taught people about fishing on the Pacific Queen, because I haven't seen it. I'm anxious to go check it out.
So
on Patreon.
Yeah, so I'd say right now probably our most popular video is the one where I'm talking about my flatfall setup, what I use when I'm flatfalling. Because there's a million different lures to use, and there's a million different ways you can be set up, different tackle. So, you know, I'll just tell you, I mean, what I like to use a Talaga 25. I think it's a great reel. We've caught 300-pounders on it. So it definitely has the guts to pull on big ones, has great line capacity. I think important, especially for when you're fishing on the Pacific Queen, because we're high out of the water, is a longer rod. So I have a 7.5-foot rod that's rated to fish that line, you know, 100-plus-pound line. That's so you can work your way around the corners of the boat. You know, when you're fishing on a boat that's high out of the water, like the Pacific Queen, you need that extra rod length to get around. But I think two of the most important things I like to do with my flatfall setup is I use wind-on leaders. So I'll fill my reel up almost all the way with Spectra, and then I'll put on a 200 or 300 pound wind on leader, and straight on the end of that is where I put my lure. So
you'll do a loop-to-loop connection, in the hollow Spectra, and then loop-to-loop connection.
Yeah, loop-to-loop connection for my wind-on, and at the end of my wind-on, I either crimp or I'll just tie a San Diego knot onto my lure. A common thing is people could buy or make those, like, three-foot leaders, and that works good. But for me, that works good, especially for someone if you don't have a rod that's just designed to flatfall, because you could take that leader off and fish it for something else.
Gotcha.
You know? But for the guy that's doing this, it's a lot, I think.
Investing in a flat fall outfit.
Yeah, investing
just
in
straight a straight tie.
Exactly, and I straight tie it to there, and it gets rid of kind of the jewelry, and it gets rid of another kind of pivot point, and I just think it's cleaner, and I think it just gets.
And how big
better.
Is how big is your leader?
200 or 300 pound
line.
So,
and you're tying.
Yeah. And
so what are you tying?
I'll tie just like a 4 or 5 twist San Diego knot, and that'll be fine.
On heavy gear.
On heavy gear, yeah. Okay. And my wind on is like 20 feet long, you know.
Okay.
Important.
What about, you know, you hear a lot of guys marking their Spectra and doing this or that. Do you think that that's important? Is it worth it? Is it not? Do you just have a judge because you do it all the time?
Oh, no. Marking your line is 100. You have to. That's okay.
You have to.
You have to. Marking your line because, you know, it's crazy if you were to stand on, you know, flat ground with someone and tell him to put a mark out where he thinks 300 feet is, and then you talk to this guy.
Sure.
And where he thinks 300 feet is can be a huge difference, you know. So marking your line, it's everything. You know, you're the captain of whatever boat you're on is always going to be telling you what depth he sees the fish. And for you to be just super accurately have your lure in the mix of the depth where the fish are all the time is huge. You know,
that makes a big difference.
It makes a huge difference. You're not spending half your time too deep in the water column or too shallow in the water column. You're spending 100% of your time fishing in the water column where the fish are.
So that's the kind of stuff you get, but it's visual too, because it's a video.
Yeah, so I'm making a video of myself doing it or showing you what I'm doing, and then past that video, you know, sometimes we'll do like a little description of what you're watching, and then people can you guys can comment on it, ask me questions about it.
That's cool.
And
I think that would be one of the, like, you know, so you're talking about marking the line. I can watch that video and then I can type in, hey man, how do I mark my line? Like, what, do you use a Sharpie? Do I, am I tying a knot? Am I doing different colored line? Like,
yeah, exactly.
And then you'll write back, hey, we like to do it like this.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Perfect.
It's a perfect
Okay, so
example.
Now when Matt Braw on the San Diego posts a video, give us an example of what he might post.
So Matt just posted yesterday, I think, like a two-part video. One of them is him talking, explaining pulling on fish and how you should pull on fish. And then the next video is like him narrating one of his regulars that already has this down, what his passenger is doing and why he's doing it.
Okay.
So it's kind of a two-part thing of, you know, so this website isn't just going to be, this is the tackle you should have and this is how you're going to get a bite. This is going to be what you do once you get a bite all the way down to the end, you know, to where, you know, so he's in his most recent video. Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's narrating someone pulling on a fish and this is why you're doing this when the fish does this. This is what you need to do if the fish does that. So on and so forth.
Is it like a don't pull too early, save yourself to the end, don't pull when he's running? Like, what are the things that a guy would gain? You know, because everybody's like, oh, I can pull on a fish, but there's a lot of different things that go into it.
Yeah, you know, like we were talking about earlier, you know, when fighting a fish, technique is almost everything, you know. We've had the biggest, buffest guy out there, you know, just sweating, taking a long time to pull on a fish, you know. And then you'll get this small guy who's been doing it, and he's really good at it, and he doesn't break a sweat, and he winds in his fish twice as fast. So technique is huge. Knowing when to put your reel in low gear, that's another video that I did last week. Knowing when to put your reel in low gear, when to leave it in high. Knowing when you need to be following your fish. Because there's not all, you know, it's not, you don't always follow your fish, you know what I mean? If I have my fish straight up and down and he's circling, I'm not going to move to the right and move to the left all the time. I'm actually going to do the opposite. I'm going to be, if my fish is close and circling, my fish is going to the left. I'm going to be pulling my rod to the right, and that's going to get him to tighten up his circles. And just knowing when to do this stuff, because there's times to do it and there's times not to, depending on what's going on. This is all stuff that that we're going to be talking about on the website.
Sure. You guys are going to do so good with it.
It's
the advanced course, and like you get to – you're basically going to get the advanced course put in front of you. Rather than going, you know, 100 times and learning all these things, you're going to get to pay the fee and you're going to get the advanced course right now. Yeah. You guys are going to do so good. I think this is awesome.
Yeah, like one of our regulars, David Choate, he's, you know, a lot of people know him.
Wahoo Dad.
Yeah, we know
Dave. He's been fishing a long time, And he signed up for us almost right away, and I asked him, I was like, wow, man, like you don't really need this, you know? And he's like, no, I'm always ready to learn, you know? Sure. And one thing that he mentioned to me that makes sense, he's like, you know, I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars and all of this time going on trips to get to the point to where I am now, you know? He's like, with this, it, you know, it's like the fast course and an right. easy way to take in all this information, you know?
Yeah.
And the best guy out there always knows that there's more to learn. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. First thing I learned from Frank Lopez, it's like he says he's always learning.
Like, you're never done learning.
Yeah, exactly. He's still learning.
You can be you can be Dave Choate. You can be a guy that's got, you know, hundreds of 200-pounders. But if you pick up one thing that helps your game that much more, I mean, you're stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, fishing is always evolving. Like we were talking about earlier a few years ago, we're just fishing flatfall jigs. And you know, now we're to the point where we're fishing completely different lures that fit, that look different and fish different. And within just a matter of a couple of years, you know, like, there's lures that we were using 2 years ago that this was the one, this is what you had to have. But now, you know, you don't even see anything with tackle box anymore.
Yeah. Now, and fishing at night is a whole nother deal. Have you done a video on fishing at night?
Yeah. I haven't done a video of us actually fishing at night, but the flatfall setup and the how to fish the flatfall is all based on what you're going to be doing. You're going to be doing that at night. Because this year has been the, you know, we've had on and off fishing at night over the last few years, but this has been the year.
Night year.
Yeah, this has been the nighttime year for sure.
Yeah.
We've caught, I mean, especially the first few months of the season, man, we probably caught 80% of our fish when the sun was down.
80%
I would say close to 80% of our fish.
For the whole season.
This second half of the season, we've had a lot of daytime fish, but
portions of the season.
Yeah, well, especially the first 3 months, I would say. With the first 3 months of when we were catching bluefin, I bet you 80% of bluefin were caught at night.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That is wild, right? Well, hey, let's find out what's biting with our fishdope.com report from Captain Dave.
You got it. Your saltwater guide. The Catch Report today is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, the famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. It's all available now at their location in Old Town Ontario. Call for details or order online at fishermanprocessing.com. After a little Bally High brunch, we're going to pick up some Fisherman's Processing fish. Dropped it off this morning. Stoked to go pick it up. Going to grab an extra little poke kit. We got some friends in town. So, yeah, we're stoked for a little Fisherman's Processing pickup from our trip to the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that Guadalupe fish. So
dude, I can't wait. I got your share. Don't worry.
All right.
Hey, let's talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Gavin, Pete, Rick. What a great show. Sounds like you had a phenomenal time there, Rick. Good on Renee to get around that weather. Good job, Renee.
Yeah, he made some good moves. We had a lot of fun.
Well, you know what, gang? Everything seems to be bouncing right back, like Gavin was saying. You know, the ocean took a pounding. It was absolutely unbelievable what it went through the beginning of the week. But, man, just to let you know, the ocean is so resilient. It's not like it used to be. When we see a blow like that, we would just put all our stuff away 15, 20 years ago, and that would be that, and we'd be getting ready to buy Christmas presents. But no, one of my buddies was on the Freelance yesterday. They had the most epic bonita fishing at Catalina on that 4- and 5-pound fish. They limited out the whole boat at Catalina on the front side of the island. It was just full-speed bonita fishing on that nicer gray bonita. That's something that's new. It wasn't here. That wind blew that bonita in, and it came flying in and massive amounts. They said there were schools all over the place, freezing schools, foamers. That's a whole new fish that we have at Catalina, which is really cool because everyone thought we were winding down. You look at what the San Diego did yesterday on their day trip. They had 17 bluefin. This is far from being over. And then, like Gavin was saying, they were over. Bill was out there at the Cortez or Tanner, wherever they were bouncing around. They had a bunch of that big fish again. And if you look out there right now, there's a bunch of boats out there, and the weather is gorgeous. So I don't think we're even close to calling this thing over yet. It's ready. It's still going good. The water's bouncing right back. There's still yellowtail into the kelp patties. Down below there, 425, down below the border. It's just unbelievable the amount of fish that are in the water right now, and it just doesn't seem to matter if the wind blows or not. They just keep coming. It's just unbelievable. And now, the area that Brian was talking about, I can't believe they're going to leave this area closed much longer. You know, from Huntington Beach down there to San Onofre is closed right now. But as soon as they open that up, I'm sure we'll see some good bass fishing.
Yeah, what's that all about? Why do they keep it closed?
Well, Pete, there was a little oil spill a couple weeks ago.
I know, but it's like, isn't it pretty much dissipated by now?
Yeah, we can't get into that. We don't want to. My dad's probably listening, going to have a heart. We don't even want to talk about it, okay?
Now, speaking of your dad, we talked about it yesterday, the 20th annual CCA Orange County Chapter Golf Tournament and Banquet at Costa Mesa Country Club. They only have a few foursomes left. You can't. The banquet tickets are all sold out. But there's this guy named Don Hansen. You know him?
Yeah, I know him. I've known him for a couple of years, like 59 years or something.
Yeah. Don Hansen is going to receive the very prestigious Anthony Shea 2021 Conservation Award, which is such a great honor and such well-deserved honor for your dad, Don Hansen. Are you going to that?
I'm going to be flying up for that, absolutely. I'll be up there with you next weekend, too. I'll be in the studio on Saturday. I'm excited.
On Sunday, yeah, you'll be in the studio on Sunday.
Or Sunday, excuse me. Whatever day I'm going to be in the studio.
Yeah, 1 week from today. And then, yeah, so if you want to go, the only way you can get to that banquet is you got to play in the golf tournament, which is a best ball scramble.
Cool.
And it's a fun tournament. They're going to have amazing prizes. They're going to have a cast to the hole contest that Robbie was talking about yesterday. So you're going to cast a golf ball to the hole and win great prizes. So if you want details and register for that golf tournament, ccacalifornia.org, just click on the golf button and go have fun with fellow fishermen golfing. That should be – there's some good golfers in the fishing world.
I'd be much better off trying to get it closer to the hole with a 100J than I would with a 9-iron.
Well,
and
you're going
to
have that shot,
sure.
Man. You're going to have that shot.
I can tell you that.
Yeah.
There is one other way you can go. If your dad is Don Hansen.
Oh, yeah, okay. you don't have to play in the golf tournament.
No, and nobody wants to see that anyway.
I
know,
I think it'd be
funny. Like I said, I'm not a
golfer. Yeah, it would be fun to watch, that's for sure.
In a golf cart.
Yeah.
That's the advantage of the scramble format, is you don't have to be a good golfer. And the bottom line is all this funds raises money for CCA, which fights ridiculous laws like having the beach closers right now, right? So I'm sure that Wayne is very busy in that. It's like, let's open this stuff up. Come on, you know?
Yeah.
It was what?
It's kind of silly.
Weeks ago? Yeah.
Yeah. So, can you imagine poor Roger Healy? This is just absolutely devastating to Roger.
Oh, yeah.
And all the other lobster fishermen. He's never missed an opening day since he started in the business, and he still hasn't got to go fishing for lobsters, so. You can't even comprehend what that's like.
That is unbelievable, yeah. Well, hey, Dave, how do we find you?
Hey, gang, you can check out my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com, with over 52 videos for fishing in Southern California. We kind of cater to the private boaters. And then congratulations, Gavin, on your adventure, and that should work out very, very well for you, because that is a part of this whole thing that hasn't been touched on. So it's good for you. The guys need to get on there. If you're going out on a party boat, you go on a sport fishing boat, you need to jump on there and find out what's going on so that you're more clued into what's going on when you go fishing. So it's only going to help.
Yep, totally. The more info, the better out there. Great call, Dave. We'll appreciate a great report, as always, and we will look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
We're going to see him right here.
That's right, yeah.
In the World Headquarters next Sunday, Dave.
All right, you guys. I'll see you next week.
We'll be sure to batten down the hatches.
Get ready, because here we come. Coming in hot from Florida.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Thanks, Dave.
Bye.
All right. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. If you want to get your chance to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Let's jump back into them and talk to Ben, calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Good morning, Ben. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
What is the biggest mistake that you see experienced anglers making?
Biggest mistake experienced anglers doing, I would probably narrow it down to two things. One of them would be probably an experienced angler who thinks that he can get away with fishing a little bit lighter line than he should be and ends up hooking a fish on a little bit too lighter line. I'd say that's a big one. Kind of on the opposite end of that, an experienced angler, I would say, sometimes pulls on fish too hard, harder than he should.
Too much drag?
Yeah, too much drag, or, you know, the fish gets close and they think they can just, you know, put their reel in full or in sunset, and and then end up breaking it off or pulling the hook at the last second. As an experienced angler, I would say that's probably the two biggest mistakes that I've seen. Guys that I wouldn't expect to lose fish, I'd say that's how they probably lose
them.
Okay,
that's really good information there. Yeah. Yeah, and very, very good question, too. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Great text here from Scott in El Segundo, and he says, Rick, thanks for being such a gracious host on our six-day Shogun trip. The swag was awesome, and thanks for that. Gamakatsu, Afco, Cigar, and you brought some Maui Jims, I heard, and just like so much stuff from Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yeah, too. Matt Salas gave us some jigs to give away. We had a great giveaway, lots of fun.
Gamakatsu gave hooks to everybody.
Hooks to everybody. They gave face buffs to everybody. Yeah, we had Afco sun gloves. It was really fun. Yeah, we had a lot of really cool giveaways.
Good stuff. And he says, and you really put a clinic on fly lining a sardine. Thanks for all the help. And the question is, for both of us, for myself, next year's trip is a 6-day, and it's toward the end of October. Is there any way to bump it to the following week to a 7-day? Well, we'll look into that. That's all about the Shogun schedule. We have nothing to do with that. We'll just have conversation with Frank and see if we can pull that.
But I'm down.
Yeah. The 7-day? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. Johnny in Huntington Beach up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Johnny? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a quick question or recommendation. I got a cousin's rod I bought a while back when they went out of business. They got a clearance sale, one of the tackle shops. But I don't think I've caught a fish on it yet. And every time I look at it, I keep thinking of what to pair it with. It's a 20-40 pound rod, like medium light. And I've got live bait rods. I've got jigging rods. I'm just, what would you recommend to do this? Should I make it a jigging rod or a live bait rod? And what reel would you match that with?
How long is the rod, Johnny? How long is it?
It's an 8 foot 20-40.
An 8 foot 20-40 pound rod, one would assume you're going to fish 25 and 30 pound test with. And if it's a Cousins, it's probably like a moderately fast tapered. And I would make that your live bait rod. You know, 20 to 40 would typically designate something you would fish a 25 to 30 pound top shot on. Live bait reel that would be good, depending on your budget, would maybe be like a Torium, you know, a Torium 20 if you wanted a really good free spooling reel that didn't cost you a ton of dough. And if you wanted to put a Cadillac on there, I would do the same thing but do a Trinidad, you know, depending on where your budget lies and what you're wanting. If you're wanting to stay in that $250 to $300 reel range, I would think about a Torium. And if you were wanting to spend a little bit extra, had some fishing money burning a hole in your pocket, and you wanted the best, I would do the same. I would do like a Trinidad 16 or a Trinidad 20.
All right, Gavin, you good with that?
Yeah, I agree. I like that. Yeah. That's a good idea.
All right, very good. Thanks.
I just think at that light of line, you're better off with a single speed and a star drag. You know, you're going to get your better casting distance out of it when you're fishing 25-pound. You're not often fishing for fish that are so big that you're going to be bummed that you didn't have a two-speed. Not to say that a two-speed wouldn't be a good call. You know, a smaller one to fish 30-pound, it's not a bad thing, but you're going to cast so much better.
And fly line.
Yeah, a rig that light, you're often not fishing for fish that are going to hurt you that you need to have the two-speed.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Gamakatsu Hooks and Sea Falcon Lures are teaming up at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing Saturday, November 6th. Just listen to these incredible specials only available at Tackle Day. Buy any three Gamakatsu items with at least a $30 value and receive a free G-Box 3200 RV box. Plus, you'll be entered into an hourly drawing with six winners per hour. Buy any Sea Falcon jig and receive a free Sea Falcon jig roll-up bag or a Sea Falcon hat. With the Sea Falcon jig purchase, you will also be entered into an hourly drawing with six winners per hour. For both promotions, you must be present to win and redeem your free item at the Gamakatsu booth with proof of purchase. In addition to getting great discounts on Gamakatsu hooks and Sea Falcon lures at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, you will get free goods and 25 chances to win extra prizes. Be sure to go by the Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon booth at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing Saturday, November 6th.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rod to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, having lots of fun with Captain Gavin in here, Captain Concepts, and boy, great show going on, really good information and steady, steady phone calls. Been a very busy morning. We haven't had an open phone line the entire day, but there is one right now. We dropped one during the break. If you want it, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, and I'm learning. I can't wait to jump on Captain's Concept and learn some of these techniques that he's talking about. It's like you just make you a better bank. The more you learn, the better you're going to be.
Yeah, during all the breaks, we're like, well, what do you think about, you know, whatever? What do you think about this? What do you think about fishing the California Flyer? Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that could be a video. Just all kinds of things that you guys do on the boat, you know, we have access to doing. I can't wait for the wintertime when you guys have a little bit of slowdown, like, you know, because the right now is the obvious. This is what's happening on the bank right now. But when you have the winter kind of like tackle prep and all those kinds of things, when you guys have some time to do some real in-depth ones, it's going to be a full year-round deal.
Yeah, it is. It is. We'll be able to go. Like right now, you know, we're going over a lot of what's going on right now. But like Rick was saying, in the wintertime, we can go over just like fundamental stuff or stuff that you're going to use every day no matter what you're fishing for, you know.
And rigging and tackle prep. Right. And how to. This is how you make you know, whatever. This is how you make the connections, or how you loop, you know, how you make a spectral loop so you can do your wind-ons real clean. Like, this is going to be cool.
Yeah, definitely. Corey from Escondido says, hey, Gavin, excited for our charter on the Pacific Queen next June. The boat is always in top shape, but you guys are always working hard to make things nice. Wondering what you guys have going in the off-season for boat work this year.
So this year is one of our hopefully last large projects. You know, we're fishing until Thanksgiving when we get in the day before Thanksgiving, and then Monday morning, so a couple days after Thanksgiving, we're hauling the boat out for annual Coast Guard inspection. And this year we're going to – our whole stateroom area we're basically going to gut and redo.
Wow.
Yeah, that's so, a big project.
Yeah, it's a big project. We're going to just basically cut everything all out, do whatever maintenance we have to do to, you know, normal stuff to the wood, and then just rebuild our whole bunk room. We'll have better venting for the AC. I know that's kind of been an issue for us for back there, so we'll have better venting for AC, and all the bunks will be new. Everything will just be new and nice back there.
What's the configuration of staterooms to bunkhouse to, like, what's it like accommodation wise when you're going on the boat?
We have two bunk rooms. Our aft bunk room, the Pacific Queen's set up a little funny just because it wasn't built for fishing. So our aft bunk room is actually behind our bait tank on the boat. And we have two-man staterooms back there. They all have, like, a little sink, a little vanity in each one.
Nice.
And then we have just a regular, like, open bunk room that's kind of in the center of the boat. And I don't know exactly how many bunks it has, around 30 or something. We have way more bunks than what we'll ever take for people.
Yeah.
Which is nice because that gives you a spot to throw your bag and throw your gear.
Yeah.
You know, when you're sleeping on the top one, you can throw your gear in the middle one or vice versa kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a pretty nice setup. You know, the crew has their own separate room. I sleep up in the wheelhouse, so you have, you know, the whole bunk room. And they're pretty nice. We keep them in as best of shape as we can, you know.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's all revamped during the off-season.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Corey, when you come on the boat in June, you'll have a fresh new look to the bunks.
Yep.
Yeah. This is another question from Charlie and Gardena. Do the red shirts assist unloading and loading the vessel on the Pacific Queen like they do the long range boats?
Yeah, they do sometimes. You know, it just depends on what's going on. You know, how many boats are around and what's happening. You know, the red shirts I think are especially helpful to long range boats when they're doing really, really long trips. You know, a 3-day trip, which is the longest trip we do, is kind of really need that extra help or not. So they definitely do help us at the top of the dock when we're unloading fish. And if they have time, they'll help us load and offload.
Nice.
But they help us load and unload our passengers and our gear. They help when they can, but they're definitely a big help for us.
Oh, man.
Our
Chris and
fish.
His crew, the red shirts, man, they're just indispensable.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's something that's so special about Fisherman's Landing and Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yeah, it's super helpful.
Nobody else has red shirts like that.
Yeah,
right?
And I mean, they're there to give you a hand. Like, I can't tell you how many people, especially, you know, whatever, I had shoulder surgery. Like, is there any way I can get a hand getting myself? I can't tell you how many times I've seen Frankie grab a dock cart, go to some guy's truck, unload all of his gear for him, push it, put it in, like, whatever. They're just there to make your trip easier. They are the, for sure, the unsung heroes. Like, those guys work their butts off, too.
Oh, man. And they're there, like, way before dawn every day, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
it's
crazy, yeah.
That's one thing when you're fishing at a Fisherman's Landing, you know, from your whole fishing experience, start to finish, is just, you know, you're going to have the best people in the tackle shop, the best people in the landing, unloading your gear. You got the best fish processors in the world around, you know. It's really the whole experience is awesome.
There's nothing like it anywhere else in the world.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Nate in La Mesa has a good question here. Good morning, guys. Does Gavin's flatfall rig, that he described, use a swivel between the wind-on and the jig, or just tie straight crimp to the eye of the jig? You went over that, but let's go over that again.
Most of the time when I put a fresh wind-on on, I'll crimp it to start. And then, of course, in the mayhem, if I need to cut it off, I don't run up to the wheelhouse and crimp it. I'll end up tying it. But no swivels on there whatsoever. Zero swivels.
Zero swivels.
Yeah.
Straight to the flat fall.
Straight tied onto my flat fall or whatever knife jig I'm using.
Yeah.
Glow make any difference? You got to be glow. Got to be painted.
I've never
put
a flashlight on a lure in my life. No.
They'll eat it, right?
Yeah. Your time is spent way better with your lure in the water, I think, than, you know, holding it up to a flashlight. I don't think it helps. You know, it might help, but I've never done it, and I've never wished that I would have, you know, glowed my jig. You know, bluefin, those lateral lines on the sides of their body, they can feel it. You know, I don't necessarily even think they're seeing it. I think they could just feel that heavy lure, you know, falling or getting wound back up to the surface.
And when are your bites? Falling or winding?
Yeah, great question.
I'd say at least 70% of your bites are going to be when your lure's sinking. Sinking, yeah. And I like to sink my lures as fast as I can, super fast.
Yeah.
And one thing that I've noticed this year, and like this is one thing we're talking about, always learning, you know, is I've always like, you know, fished my lure on the sink, put it in gear, wound it up as fast as I can so I could start it sinking again. And one thing just happened by me getting lazy this year was I started winding my lure in slow, and I started getting a lot of bites winding my lure in. But I never got a bite when I was winding fast. It was always slow winding
slow
it in.
Slow wind.
Yeah.
Like how slow?
Pretty slow, you know, like slower than you would fish a yo-yo jig for yellowtail.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty slow.
All right.
Honestly. That's cool.
And these are just like things that you show on Captain's Concept.
Yeah, exactly.
You teach people how to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing that was interesting you were talking about on flatfall jigging is how important it is to mark your line. I had no idea that it's that important.
Yeah, marking your line is, I think, if you were to, you know, take one thing to do to your flatfall setup, and I would be marking it, you know. And I'm not sure if they'll do it in tackle shops or not. I guess Rick would probably tell you. But, you know, it's super easy in your backyard or something. If you have a space for 300 feet, you know, you just mark it out, measure out 300 feet, take a Sharpie, mark a line on it. And, you know, like I have rods that have 100 foot, 200 foot, all the way to 400 foot marked every 100 feet. But really all you need, you know, pretty standard depth is if you have one mark at 250 feet, that's a pretty standard depth of where you're going
to
see the fish
close
at night.
To where you're
or you could gauge it, you know, like I would say most of the time when we're catching fish at night, 250 to 300 foot is where they're going to be.
Okay.
Occasionally deeper and occasionally shallower, but you can, at least you'll know when you hit that mark, okay, roughly another 100 feet down will get me 350 foot.
Yeah.
But what that does, it just keeps your lure where the fish are, you know what I mean? 100% of the time rather than you being too shallow or too deep. And it just gives you the confidence of knowing. You're not spending all that time thinking like, oh, is this too deep? Or, is, you know,
yeah.
A big question we get all the time is how long do I let my lure sink before it's at this depth? Well, it's different for every reel. It's different for every rod, every lure. You know, I don't know how much.
Wind.
Yeah, I don't know how much pressure you're putting on your thumb versus how much pressure I'd put on your thumb. So marking your line just takes all the guesswork out.
Yeah,
and just in terms of tackle shops, we definitely do it. But what we always ask is just drop the reel off. Like if you want to get that done, bring your reel in today, Sunday, cruise down to the shop and drop it off. Because when we can't do it is when you want it the most. I know how bad that sounds, but you're going on the Pacific Queen on Friday night, and there's 10 boats going, and there's, you know, 20 reels in front of you. Marking the Spectra Killer, it's just more time and labor intensive. It takes us three times longer to take their line off of the reel and mark it than it does to just fill a reel. So we always say the same thing. We love doing it. We were happy to do it. We know how successful it is. We just ask for a guy to drop the reel off so that we have the time to do it appropriately.
Yeah,
you know,
when the time's
yeah, exactly. So if you're thinking about it right now and you're not going until next week, you're going 2 weeks, just swing by, drop it off, and we'll hold the reel as long as you need, or come by, pick it up later, that kind of thing.
How do you mark it?
We'll do whatever a guy wants. I'm a Sharpie. Like on my reels, I just do a Sharpie. I just mark a Sharpie every 100 feet. Exactly what Gavin said. I go down. The only thing you have to be, it's not even that big of a deal with a Sharpie. You don't want to just mark it a whole bunch and then wind it right back onto your reel. You want to get it Sharpie marked real good. Then I take a rag and I kind of wipe over it. You just want the excess wet Sharpie off your reel a little bit before you mark it on, just so it doesn't bleed on the line that's right next to it. But mark it. Run a clean rag over it 2, 3, 4, 5 times, then it's fine.
Okay, cool. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Carl from Escondido, been hanging in there for a long time with us. Carl, thanks for hanging in. Appreciate you calling.
I have a couple calls. What is this Captain's Concept?
Captain's Concept. Why don't you explain Captain's
Concept? So Captain's Concept is a website. It's a subscription-based website, so you pay. We're charging $25 a month, and you'll get access to all of myself and Matt Brawley from the San Diego's videos, and we're basically just teaching you guys what we do as fishermen and what we notice works the best. And that goes over anything from what tackle I like to use, how I like to set up my tackle, how I like to fish sardines, how I like to fish lures, how I set my lures up, how to fight fish. Basically, we're trying to relay all the information that we've taken in over years of, you know, being on the water 200 plus days a year as anglers, you know, to push that information forward onto you guys. And it's going to be a lot of current information too. So you have a trip coming up tomorrow or next week, you could log online and say, oh, what's Matt doing? And, oh, okay, this is working good right now in the San Diego. This is how I should, I need to make sure I have this tackle. And same thing for the Pacific Queen. And it's not just for our two boats. You know, you could be going on any boat, you know.
Absolutely.
Because we're all, you know, a lot of us are all fishing around the same areas or we're doing the same thing. And it'll just get you more prepared for your trip as an angler.
I love that it's coming from a totally non-biased point, too. You made that mention before. Like, you happen to like a Talica 25 for your flatfall reel. You don't like that because you got some, you know, pressure from a sponsor saying this is the reel to use. That's the reel that you like. That's what fits in your hands right, and that's the right reel for you.
So we don't, you know, right now we're not sponsored by anybody. There's no one, you know, we're not pushing any products whatsoever. I'm just telling, as far as tackle goes, I'm just telling you what I like to use. You know, like
what
this,
do you use?
This is what works for me the best, and this is, you know, this is why I think you should use that. And you're getting that, not like, that's the cool thing about this website is you're not just getting that from just me. Or just Matt, you know, you're getting both of us. So we, like, you know, we agree on a lot of things, and there's things that we disagree on, or he prefers this and I prefer that. So you're getting kind of two perspectives, you know, some of the best perspectives, arguably, you know, because we're just on the ocean all the time. You know, we're spending 200 days a year out on the fishing grounds, you know.
So. No, I think it's fantastic. And the nice thing is, too, is that you're mostly day and a half, 3-day trips, mostly offshore trips, and Matt's fishing, you know, full day trips, you know, for the local fish and stuff like that. So two completely different types.
Exactly.
Fisheries there,
yeah, like
generally, you know, speaking,
there's a lot of times where the Pacific Queen and San Diego are fishing side by side, you know.
Yeah.
But for example, like this year, man, I can't even remember the last time I've seen the San Diego on the grounds. You know, they're fishing a lot of Dorado, Yellowfin, you know, stuff in the local area where we're fishing out Tanner and Cortez for months now. You know, so it's you're getting basically all the information for what's going on in the fishing grounds right now. You're not just getting the multi-day Tanner Bank. Cortez Bank info, you know, you're getting what's going on locally here, as well as, you know, when the San Diego starts fishing the Coronado Islands.
That's what I was thinking. Right. Totally.
That's going to be
you know,
big.
Matt's, you know, probably one of the best, not only captains, but anglers as far as it comes to catching a yellowtail at the Coronado Islands. You know?
Yeah, yo-yo jig versus surface iron. When you do it, when you don't, how heavy a jig is, whether it's too heavy or too light, or you want it to flutter, or you want to be on first, all of those things, they're the difference makers.
Yeah. And one thing is, you know, when I've noticed and what everybody's seen fishing on full-day boats out of San Diego here, you know, it's a 12-hour trip, but a lot of times you're going to make your entire catch in a half hour sometimes, you know. And to be able to just absolutely capitalize on that half hour is
it's
huge.
Key,
you know,
right?
It's the difference between you catching nothing or catching one and going home with your limit, you know. Just knowing what to do in that short little bit of time sometimes, because that's all it is sometimes. Sometimes we get an hour or a half hour of biting fish, and you got to do what you can in that little bit of time before it's time to go home or before conditions change and they're not biting anymore.
And again, to access Captain's Concept, you go on Patreon, Patron, either on a website or you download the app.
Yeah, you can get it on the app from the App Store, I think.
And the app's free.
Yeah, it's a free app.
Yeah.
You just sign up on there. It's similar to like an Instagram as far as like the layout of it is similar. And then you could find us on there, Captain's Concepts, or you could go on to our social media, mine or Matt's. We have a
so
Captain's
it'd be Pacific
Concept.
Queens.
No, my personal
actually,
one.
Okay,
or you
which
could
is what?
Mine is Gavin_Harbor, and we also have a Instagram for our Captain's Concepts. That's just Captain's Concepts, and you could find we have some videos and some pictures in there and kind of what's going on, as well as a link to directly to our Patreon account.
So, again, Gavin, Gavin, and Harbor, Harbour, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But again, a little bit of looking on Instagram, you're going to find it. It's not difficult.
It
you go to the Patreon website, search Captain Concepts, you'll find it that way.
That's easy.
Yeah. Way easiest thing, just grab your phone, fire off Instagram, search Captain's Concepts. You'll see their Instagram account. There's a link in their bio to get you directly to it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
It's easy.
Yeah. Kaylee from Chula Vista is one of our lady anglers that participates in the show. Thanks, Kaylee, for that. Says, contrary to what my boyfriend asked, what's the biggest mistake you see new anglers meet?
New anglers.
Yeah.
So we did experienced anglers earlier. New anglers, probably just the basic, just, you know, listening to the crew, you know. The crew is always going to have the best advice for what's going on all the time. So listening to the crew, if they're telling you to fish your 40-pound outfit, fish your 40-pound outfit, you know, not your 25-pound outfit. Or if they're saying, hey, you know, you have this lure tied on, I don't think that's going to work, I think you should use this. You know, the crew's always going to have your best interest at hand, because, you know, the captain and the crew of these four fishing boats probably want to catch fish as much or more than the passengers do. You know?
And it's always good to go up to the crew and just say, hey, what do you suggest?
Yeah,
what do I need? Right?
That
maybe they won't approach you. They'll approach you when you're not catching fish, but it's always best to start catching fish by asking the crew what to do, right?
Yeah, and like you're saying, Pete, in a timely manner, you know, I've seen a lot of times where the sun's going down and a guy comes up to me or the crew, he's like, hey, man, I'm kind of struggling today. I haven't caught one yet. I'm like, oh, man, like I wish I would have known that hours ago. I could have casted you out some baits or helped you out a little bit more, you know.
Right.
So if you need help, just, you know, especially on my boat and especially on Matt's boat, the crew is phenomenal, you know.
Hey, I'm Rick. This is one of my first times coming. Anything you see that I could be, you know, taking a pointer on, I'm happy to hear.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just saying that is going to put that in the crew member's mind, like, okay, Rick's a new guy to this, and I'm going to help him out however I can.
Yeah, we love teaching new people how to fish. You know, when we get rent pulls out or guys that come out and they're like, hey, man, I'm just kind of getting into this. Like, you know, we see that's our future, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we want to teach these guys and have the best experience they can.
And I don't care whether you're new or old. I get on the boat and I go, hey, man, what do I need to do?
Every time.
I mean, how experience? I know experiencing things. Like you were talking about
Dave Choate.
Surviving to Captain's Concepts. I mean, that guy's been on a million long-range trips.
Yeah, even someone like me, like if I go fishing with Matt on the San Diego or Booger a few times a year, that's the first thing I do when I get on the boat. Hey, what do I need? What should I do?
The crew.
Yeah.
Because
they're the guys that are out every day.
I know we're short on time, but I gotta say this. I want to see a video of you guys of bait selection, like camera in the tank. These are all the baits around. This is how you grab them. This is how you hook them. This is bait selection. Like that's already there. Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming for you. Finding out who's going fishing on board the San Diego with Captain Matt. Captain Matt. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper. The leader in marine stabilization has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Bray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest tackle for full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, big winner going fishing on board the San Diego on a full-day trip out of C4 Sport Fishing with Captain Matt Brawla, half of the Captain Concept team, going to Ben in Chula Vista. Ben, congratulations. You are going to have a great time fishing with Matt, Booger, and the whole boys on the San Diego.
Yeah, really great show, Gavin. I hope you come back. It's you know, you're super popular and obviously a guy that catches a lot of fish, and good luck with Captain's Concept.
We need to do this in the winter when we get both of them on here.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, he and Brawla.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, Matt was going to try and make it today, but he's on the water right now.
There you go.
Keeping you guys current.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. So if somebody wants, again, Captain's Concepts, your new website or your new
Patreon.
Yeah. So if you look on Patreon, you can download the app or look it up on your laptop. Type in Captain's Concepts. You can find us there. Another easy way, if you guys have Instagram, you can find us on Instagram, Captain's Concepts. We have a link in the bio that'll take you directly to the Patreon account from there.
And so it's just an Instagram. Just type in Captain's Concepts.
Yeah, it's easy to find. You'll find it.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Gavin. Appreciate you coming in.
Nice.
All right. Hey, thank you for listening today. We're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. Bob Dawson, travel insurance expert, is going to be in, and we have some great stories to share with you on why Bob is so important next Saturday. And then next Sunday, you heard it. Hang on to your hat. Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, will be here. Thanks to JP, and thanks to Adam for all they do for Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you for all you do, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 at the Let's Talk.